Listener Production.
Hello, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. A man's been arrested at Perth Airport for acting disorderly on a flight to WA and allegedly assaulting a federal police officer who asked him to get off the plane. It happened on Saturday night with officers forced to use a taser. The man will appear in Perth court today. Stressed out school principals say they've had enough of physical threats and intimidation in WA schools. More than one in two were subjected to actual violence or threats. Neil Smith from the WA Primary Principals Association says the whole community needs to help fix the problem.
At the moment, it seems that schools are required to try and fix everything that's wrong in society, and ultimately that frustration gets felt most by school leaders trying to manage that all.
One of Perth's biggest solar projects will be switched on from today. 1,100 panels on top of the Fremantle passenger terminal will supply 100% of the power needs of Victoria Quay. Police are concerned for a missing man near Margaret River. 46-year-old Matthew Martin has been gone since going walking yesterday in Bramley. He's around 170 centimetres tall with black hair and green eyes. Welfare payments increased today for more than 4.5 million Australians, but advocates argue it doesn't go far enough amid the rising cost of living. Those on JobSeeker will today receive an extra $1.70 a day, while age, disability and carer payments will increase by $37.50 a fortnight for singles and $56.40 for couples. In sport, Melbourne has accepted that two-match ban handed to forward Cozzie Pickett after his bump on Western Bulldogs' Bailey Smith at the weekend. He'll now miss the games against the Lions and the Sydney Swans. D's teammate Angus Brayshaw says players know the risk when choosing to bump.
Yes, players need to be more careful. I think that's obvious. If you're bumping someone and not caring about where their head's at or anything like that, then yeah.
Buddy Franklin also accepted a one-game ban for his head-high hit in the opening round. And Australia have levelled the one-day series with India 1-1.